First, the partial government shutdown that ended in late January meant that food assistance benefits, normally distributed in February, were sent out early, and the changes to the schedule are still affecting people here in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, with the possibility of another government shutdown looming, some in Wisconsin, including our next guest, are watching for what's being done to protect food benefit recipients. David Lee is Executive Director of Feeding Wisconsin. David, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. So good to be here with you.
Well, David, it's a bit complicated as I read it, but what ended up happening with kind of the timing of when food aid got distributed because of the shutdown?
Sure. So because of the government shutdown, February SNAP benefits or food share benefits were distributed in mid-January, which meant that in February, you know, the 650,000 or so people of our friends and neighbors who in Wisconsin who received food share didn't get their normally regularly scheduled benefit in February. They got it in mid-January. Now, to deal with this, gap that has been essentially created, right, because typically food share benefits are distributed over the first 2 weeks of the month, some people would have had this immense gap of benefit from mid-January to middle of March. And so what the USDA is, or what the state has decided to do, is they've decided to distribute March benefits early on March 1st so that the gap in benefits is not as long as it might have been.
And that's thrown some people off. I've heard there were false social media rumors saying you had to use that benefit up from last month by the end of the month, and it could lead to some people running out ahead of schedule, in effect.
Yeah, so I think there has been just a ton of misinformation and a lot of confusion out there, right? And I think our concern about this is that we don't want people to perceive that this early March benefit, if folks are getting it early in March, that they are not perceiving it as sort of bank error cards from Monopoly, right? Like, bank error in your favor, here's $500. This is the early disbursement of March benefits on March 1st will be a regular March benefit. It is not to make up for February benefits, and people can use it as they normally would.
And are there ways that this information is getting out there that you see?
Yeah, so our Department of Health Services, our friends there, are doing yeoman's work of trying to contact everybody they can who is participating in the program through email. And I think, you know, one of the challenges with that is that not everybody pays attention to their email. You know, I get notices from the bank or from other places that I don't pay attention to. So I think it's super important that shows like yours and others are actually raising this issue to let people know that the benefit is coming early in March. If they typically get their benefit on the 15th of March, it's coming on the 1st.
Now, this is all still from the last shutdown. There are concerns now about another shutdown maybe being around the corner. What kind of concerns do you have this time around?
Yeah, you know, I think for this time around, it really underscores the importance of, I think the last shutdown is really shown us that the consistency of the federal government is super important, right, for the lives not only of the federal workers who are employed by the federal government, but also for everybody else who receives a government program or benefits from a government program. And I think for this upcoming shutdown, we hope that it doesn't happen. We hope our elected officials are able to find a way through to pass a budget bill by Friday. But if something does happen, we hope that it is short, given that these March benefits will be dispersed on time, and we understand that to be true, that it doesn't extend deeper, right? Because, you know, that gap I talked about at the top of the segment, it's going to come back in April, right? They've solved the problem, this long gap for folks in March, but they've sort of just punted it to April, because if everything resumes to a normal schedule in April and our food share benefit disperses normally through the 2nd to the 15th of the month, you could have somebody who typically, again, gets their benefit on the 15th, not having had a benefit for over 40 days.
And you're worried that another shutdown could potentially stretch that out more?
Well, you know, in previous shutdowns, the USDA has pushed SNAP benefits to states a quarter ahead of time. We believe that the USDA has that authority with this upcoming shutdown. We hope that they they utilize that power to ensure that if there is another extended shutdown, that that states, not just Wisconsin, but states across the nation can take care of their friends and neighbors who need this vital food purchasing benefit.
Talking to David Lee, Executive Director of Feeding Wisconsin, about the impact of the federal government shutdown last month and potentially next week on food aid recipients in Wisconsin. And meanwhile, David, and you'd written about this, President Trump addressed food assistance in the State of the Union, announcing that nearly 5 million Americans have been lifted off of food stamps as part of how the economy is doing. What's your reaction to that statement and that news?
You know, we always say around the office here that a good job is the best anti-hunger tool, right? And I think the fact that the food share participation, the SNAP participation trends nationally have gone down is broadly a good thing. We don't want people we want people working in order to have the money they need to purchase their own food. However, it's so important to remember that in many states, including our state, we've rolled back waivers and increased time limits for some of the folks who are the hardest people to help, right? Specifically, people, single adults without children. And that has created this, what I call artificial contraction of the program, right? You are moving people off the program who are still otherwise eligible because of time limits or other issues that other program compliance. And these folks are not then, you know, making above poverty level wages, right? They're still poor and they have no longer any access to the program. And I think what's really important for the listeners out there to know is that the USDA, the government agency that oversees the food stamps program, is undergoing a public comment period to make some of these rule changes to the SNAP program national that would make states reduce the flexibility of states to fine-tune the program to address the local needs in their local communities. And it would increase the amount of artificial contraction in the program. I mean, the SNAP program has this incredible natural feature in it, in that it grows when times are bad, like in 2008 when the economy crashed, and then it contracts when times are good, as right now when the national unemployment rate is at historic lows. And so keeping the program structurally intact is super important, right? The fact that it grows and shrinks is a feature, not a bug.
And you mentioned people working and receiving food assistance. And people may assume if someone is getting food aid, they're unemployed. That's not always the case, right?
The majority of people who are in the program are working. They're just not working enough hours to have enough money to be able to not qualify and participate in the program. And actually, along those lines, the vast majority of the people who are actually receiving food share benefits and SNAP benefits nationally, this is true across the nation, are people we don't expect to work. So they are seniors, people who are disabled, or children.
And as we wrap up briefly, David, if someone's out there and is currently receiving food aid and just confused about what just happened with the shutdown, are there resources out there they can go to get clarification?
Yeah, they can go to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services page. The food share page has all of the information they might need. If they have an email address, they might check their email. They can also call 211 for help or services. And I believe that there should be other notices that would be coming out, being pushed out to them through the state.
And if there's somebody wondering if they themselves are eligible but not currently receiving food assistance, those same resources would do the trick?
Absolutely. And they can also go to we run a statewide food share outreach program, and they can go to our program website at getaquestcard.org.
We'll leave it there for now. David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Been talking to David Lee. He's executive director of the group Feeding Wisconsin. He joins to look at what the recent government shutdown meant for food share benefits in Wisconsin, as well as a potential second shutdown of the year as negotiations continue in the nation's capital, and for a look at the role of food assistance in general. If you have experienced this personally, if you receive food aid or provide different kinds of food aid, we'd love to hear your experiences. You can email ideas@wpr.org or tweet us @centraltimewpr.